Hello, friends. I would like to give you a culture topic today called Drop In, Drop By, and Drop Everything. We'll have a warm-up exercise with linking. We'll have a reading exercise about adding intonation. And there'll be questions for discussion or debate. And this is just a fun look into three idioms, three kind of sly verbs, phrasal verbs that are seen together in everyday conversation. Drop in, drop by, and drop everything. Let's begin with the warm-up exercise. And as you do that, you'll be thinking about what each sentence actually means. In the first one, we will note that we'll be linking the P on the word drop to the next word. The R in the word were into the next word, and the D of would drop, but there'll be a shared D sound between would drop, drop in, and were in. Here we go. I miss the days when my friends would drop in when they were in town. Now they call first. I miss the days when my friends would drop in when they were in town. Now they call first. Of course, you can feel what's happening here. If you can stop at someone's home without calling first, without prior knowledge, permission, or invitation, we would call that dropping in. T on the word don't to the next word. And the last letter P on drop will actually link to the B on the word by. Friend is, where we see the ending D on the word friend is linked to the next word, friend is. The S on the word is actually a Z sound, and it will link to the the article a. Friend is, a. The T on the word don't will actually become a CH kind of sound as it goes into don't you, don't you. And the P on the word drop will link and almost disappear as it links up to the next word that starts with a B. Drop by, drop by. Here we go. My husband's friend is a friendly man. Hey. Why don't you drop by sometime? My husband's friend is a friendly man. Hey, why don't you drop by sometime? My husband's friend is a friendly man. Hey, why don't you drop by sometime? Here's an invitation to drop in. Now, drop by, though, would be kind of like you expect a short visit. You know, not like come and stay for 3 hours. We're talking stop by, shoot the breeze, which means to talk for a little while. And, you know, maybe this is just a half an hour visit on your way home from work, right? My husband's friend is a friendly man. This is what he likes to say. Hey, why don't you drop by sometime? He is giving you an invitation toward friendship. Number three. Here are two that you've seen already, a link from D to D, a link from P to B. Would drop by. I promised my wife I would drop by the corner store for some milk. I promised my wife I would drop by the corner store for some milk. You know, it's difficult to drop by a store such as Walmart, because the milk will be at the back of the store, right? And so this corner store feeling feels like a 7-Eleven or a convenience store, right? And so they'll probably name it in actuality. Oh, I promised my wife I would drop by 7-Eleven for some milk. So this dropping by has a feeling of happening very quickly. It has a feeling of happening very quickly. Go in, buy the milk, get out. Number four, drop everything you're doing and come with me. I have a surprise for you. Here we have the P on drop again, linking to the S sound on everything, and the V on have, linking to the article. Drop everything, right? Drop everything. Drop everything you're doing and come with me. I have a surprise for you. So unlike drop in and drop by, drop everything has the feeling of stop everything you are doing in this moment. Stop thinking, stop watching TV, put down your phone. I have something to show you. I need your attention, your eyes, your ears. Here goes. Okay, let's move on to the reading exercise where we're going to add intonation on the bolded words. In most situations, we are adding intonation in our speech on nouns. In regular sentences where the subject is a noun and there's objects in our sentence. And we also add intonation to verbs, especially as they follow pronouns. We also add a different kind of intonation on verbs, elongation, so that you might feel like we're spending more time on our verbs. We might not put very much music into the verb, but we will stretch out the verb. Change my mind. I changed my mind. I will exaggerate a little bit, but you might want to repeat after me. In my opinion, the cell phone has changed almost every aspect of life and relationships. In the old days, before phones or before cell phones, it was common to drop by your friend's home unannounced, just to talk or hang out. Now we call first. Somehow it doesn't feel the same. Now when we say drop everything, it might just mean put down your phone so we can talk. Would you like to hear that from beginning to end and just close your eyes and listen for the music? In my opinion, the cell phone has changed almost every aspect of life and relationships. In the old days, before phones or before cell phones, it was common to drop by your friend's home unannounced just to talk or hang out. Now we call first. Somehow it doesn't feel the same. Now when we say drop everything, it might just mean put down your phone so we can talk. I hope you enjoyed our little reading exercise today. And our third part of topics today is questions for discussion or debate. Number one, in the old days, did people drop in on others? So I mean in your culture, was that common? In what decade did people stop dropping in on their friends and neighbors? Could you go next door and not feel like you're interrupting them? Number two, do you prefer that your friends and family call before they stop over or drop by your place? What is your preference? Number three, what are some communication trends you are noticing in your hometown since the universal usage of the cell phone? What has changed? Number four, what kind of surprises or emergencies cause you to drop everything? Number five, have you ever literally dropped everything and made a huge career or life change? So here you'll see that the dropped everything becomes a really strong idiom to mean that you've made a huge career or life change. You've given up, quit, ceased a certain activity entirely, maybe for the sake of your family, for a newborn in your family, for your husband's career or your own, or for a sick loved one, parents who need you, and such like that. let me read that one again. Number five. Have you ever literally dropped everything and made a huge career or life change? Number six. Do you think people can truly develop a friendship without time spent face to face? That's a big one. Do you think people can truly develop a friendship without time spent face to face? Do you think two people can truly develop a friendship without time spent face to face? Isn't that a thinker? Well, thanks for joining me on Culture Topics today at worldsobright.org. Don't forget to pass on the link to your friends, and let's just see if we can't grow the community larger and bring a little sunshine to this world. Thank you.